Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in today's report back, we report back on our masajid that we frequent here. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah, proclaim it, announce it and say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace, benevolence, mercy of Almighty Allah upon us. Similarly, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who is not grateful to humanity in reality is not thankful, grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So mashallah, Monday to Saturday, the program with Mohana Arafat, very, very good, with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy. Allah Ta'ala accept it, make it a means of hidayat and guidance. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, we have Tafsir, 5:05 to 1:30, live on Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah. So we concluded and completed the 17th Juz on Wednesday last week, alhamdulillah. May Almighty Allah accept it. And then from the beginning of the noble Quran, Surah Fatiha, we are currently busy every day. We have from 1:30 to 2, Monday to Monday, Sunday to Sunday. So currently we busy with Surah An-Nisa, mashallah. And now we are busy with the 5th para, 5th juz, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala accept it. And mashallah, Monday night, the Q&A, everything went very, very well. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the bliss of marriage. No more now, we have tafsir day in the masjid because of the curfew. 9:00 is curfew. So obviously, we must be back home and so forth and so on. So then it gives me more time to spend with the family, with Allah's help and mercy. And then Wednesday, mashallah, that we have bliss of marriage, the tafsir and so forth. And then I read my Asr Salat in the Jami Masjid. Yeah, let me give you one example of the benefit here in Lens. Lens is very nice for me. 5:15, you will get Jamaat Asr in Jami Masjid. 6:15, you will get Asr Salat Jamaat, that is in Sufi Masjid. In between 5:30, 6:15, you will get here in the Khanka and other Masajid. So you can see you got 1 hour, so you can decide where you want to go. Earlier 5:15, later 6:15. So that is why it's so good. I want to sleep more, so I'll go to Sufi. I've got work to do, then I'll go to Jami. So I went to Jami, and thereafter, mashallah, went to Darul Zakaria. It was just about 5 to 6 o'clock when I walked in there. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was just washing his hands. He had his meal, so I worked it out. One nice hour we got. So I gave him all the news and views and what's happening in different parts of the world with Allah's mercy. Some masail, some issues were to discuss. So mashallah, all that we did. And then we went from Maghrib Salat there to Darul Zakaria with Allah's mercy and help. And thereafter, Bukhari Sharif is teaching. There are about approximately 50 students there. So Kitabul Jihad is a lengthy chapter. So they're still busy with that. And then I make my own notes, the questions I want to pose and ask Hazrat. So then when we're alone, I have 2 cups of tea. So I joked with him. I told him, Hazrat, maine kaha logo ko ke pehli chai jo hai Suleimani hai aur dusri jo hai Dawoodi hai. So the first cup we have between Asr and Maghrib, that is green tea, like, so we call Suleimani chai. And then when we come back after the lesson before Isha, then we have milk tea. So that we call Dawoodi. You see Suleiman and Dawood. So mashallah, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam was the father, Suleiman alayhi salam the son. But now in our terminology, it means different, obviously. And then I leave there because you must remember I tried to be back home by 9 o'clock and so forth. So that was Wednesday, very, very good, interesting discussion. Allah Ta'ala reward us at Mufti Sahib and give him siha and afia, basarat, basirat. And you know that in this age he's still making all this qurbani and sacrifice. So a great, great bounty from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thursday, I came from Salat, Zohar, and my wife looked at me and said, something happened. So I said, what happened? She said, Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota met up in an accident. Junaid is our technical man here, mashallah, that anything goes wrong. So mashallah, is very good. Dawood works here, cleaning up inside, outside, everywhere. So mashallah, he is the first person I met when I resigned from Darulum, Newcastle, and then they send a truck to pick me up there, pick my stuff up. So I must tell you that story also. So the truck brought quarter the stuff. So one quarter. So Dawood came with the driver. So he was the first person I met. So that was on the 15th of January. So on 2001. So I know him from those days. So mashallah. So then when we resigned and all that, we came here. And then he also left. And then he came. I said, yeah, work here. I know you very well. No problem. So make dua. Junaid is well. He's recovering. And mashallah that he's looking much better. I saw him today also. I met him in the weekend also. Dawood Mota is still in a hospital. Make dua for him that Almighty Allah gives him complete shifa, shifa-e kamil, and Allah Ta'ala make easy. His leg is injured. So that was Thursday around 12:30, the accident took place, and they were going towards Marlborough and so forth. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make easy for them and our Junaid Mota. I call them Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota, mashallah. They're good team, you know. So anyway, that happened Thursday. We all were very, very worried. So every day somebody is going, mashallah. Tobela went, our Suleiman Esop went, mashallah. And again today, our brother Suleiman Esop, our reception will go, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. And you know that every day we can send something through. They don't allow us inside, but at least we can send something through. So Allah Jalla Wa'ala make it easy for all parties. Friday, mashallah, that Sheikh Shuraim, he delivered a nice khutbah. You know, now I was looking, I've got the whole book, Immatu al-Masjid al-Haram, the Imams of Masjid al-Haram for the past 50, 70 years, for example. So who were the Imam and so forth. So we know them from 1974. That was my first visit, Ramadan Mubarak and so forth. When I went to Pakistan in 74, so holidays came, my parents said, come home. So I said, no, why you don't come? My father, mother, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus, they perform Hajj in 1963, Hajj was on a Friday. So I said, you'll never came for Ramadan, come for Ramadan from South Africa, you don't need visa, you'll get there. I'll obtain my visa from Karachi, and then mashallah, at that time everything was very easy. So they spent 5 weeks and I spent 6 weeks there, mashallah. So it was very good, maybe more than 6 weeks also. So it was very, very good that, you know, so mashallah, we used to read Salat right in the first serve behind the Imams and so forth. It was so small crowd, every round you could kiss Hajj. So it was like that in those days. So Allah Ta'ala accepted, mashallah. So anyway, so I was telling you that Sheikh Saud Shuraim, he became Imam in 1984. So you work it out, 36 years is Imam, mashallah. He came here to South Africa and he came to Darulum, Newcastle also, and I had to translate his talk as well. So, and after that, I met him in the palace. So he was going up and I met him there in that royal palace of there. So he looked at me and said, what are you doing here? I said, no, now I came with Sahuk. That, you know, that Sahuk goes once a year. So this was 1998. So he came the year before, I think 97 or something. So anyway, so then we went up together and we spoke and everything. So I told him, no, we came for the South African Hujjah. He said, all right, very good. So he became Hafiz in 6 months, Sheikh Saud Shuraim, great reader of the Noble Quran. So his khutbah was all about justice. I just want to look at two verses he quoted, because for me and you is very important. Sometimes you you hate a person, you hate a family, you hate an organization, you hate somebody. But that must not mean that we forget justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. So the hatred of a people must not make you forget that you go and just look at, you must speak about the good also. So remember, if they are doing good certain things, so it's good. But the harm they are causing whoever, so you must speak of that as well. So that everything must be well balanced. That is what the Quran is saying and commanding us. So أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, that is nearer to taqwa and piety and Allah consciousness. Then the point he brought about, which I really liked, right in the beginning of Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 2. He said that today, he didn't make it so clear, but the message went out nicely. It resonates with everybody. That today, we're not allowing some people to come to the Haram Sharif. Is that acceptable? وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. Because we don't like this person, we don't like that person, we don't like that country, so we say, no, you can't come. So that is unacceptable. That is now going to another extreme also. So remember that Haram Sharif must be left open for everybody. سَوَاعَنِ الْآكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَادِ, the Quran Karim states. So therefore, we need to understand all these beautiful messages the Quran Sharif is giving us for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Remember that. And I finished that. We made dua, then I rushed from here to the Sufi Masjid. MashaAllah, Maulana Hanif is there, and he's from India, and he's Imam here many, many years, MashaAllah. So he always wants, when it's his turn, I must give the Jummah lecture and khutbah and namaz and all. So this time I spoke about Imam Abu Hanifa, said, study all the ahadith together, and then you practice on 5 ahadith. If you practice on this 5, so inshallah, Allah will make you kamiyab, successful. Number one, innamal a'malu binniyat. Famous hadith we learned in madrasa. So when we were small children, so it's in Bukhari Sharif, the first hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadus Salihin, the first hadith. So check our motive, our intention, whether it's worldly matters or whether religious affairs. So what is our intention? In Urdu, we have a nice saying, JC niyat waisi barakat. Remember that. So then number 2 is that min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. I just told you just now in the tafsir, Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Today this ummah, 80, 85, 90% are involved in laghwun, waste of time activities. No benefit Islamically, no benefit in this world, no benefit in the year after. Just wasting time, crocker, cricket, soccer, movies, and internet, and stuff, and oh, half of them all haram activities. So people are addicted to it, Allah forbid. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. So second hadith, Imam Abu Hanifa said, stay away from لا يعني, all futile speech, futile actions, and then you will value your time and you will do much more. You have a timetable, maximum benefit in minimum time. That is how the Salaf Salih, our pious predecessors, accomplished, achieved so much in so little time. Then the third one, we said that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, al halalu bayyinun wal haramu bayyinun, hadith Bukhari Sharif. So the second hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad, all authentic hadith. The halal is clear, the haram is clear. In between there are grey areas, you must stay away from that. But today, me and you, this ummah, what we will do, majority of us, that we will look for loopholes, we will look for this fatwa, that fatwa, and so forth, and look to come through, legalize it through the back door, Allah forbid. So how can we be then successful? So remember, ke ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. Allah forbid, we burn the house with the lamp in the house. So it means we cause our own downfall. And the fourth one, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. Who is a true Muslim? We don't cause people harm with our hands, with our limbs, and with our tongue. The same Imam Hanifa used to wear a ring. On the ring was engraved, jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is small, and the crime it commits is big. Now, many a time we must construe this. We think that we must not make amal bil ma'ruf nanil munkar. That must continue at all times. We must command the good, we must forbid the evil. So that is non-negotiable. Remember that. So people sometimes must understand and then use for their own agenda. That's wrong. And the fifth hadith, Imam Abu Hanifa said, this one here, very few people in the ummah will practice on it. Me, you, all of us, 99%. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. You can't have complete and true iman, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, till you love for your brother, sister, what you love for yourself. So what we will do, the best we will keep, and things that are rotten, things that are expired, things that we don't need, that we will give others. So that is, we need to go onto the higher level and practice. So these are the five ahadith. So that was the talk, then khutbah, namaz, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala accepted, and then mashallah, Saturday and all, then we got this work, that work, so mashallah, all that gets done. And I must thank our brother Muhammad Khan, and our brother Bhutti Ghani, and our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and all the brothers, mashallah, who go out of their way, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, to make our life so easy and so forth, our Ahmad Day, Ibrahim Day, and all of them. And the directors of the various radio stations, our Faisal Asmal, and Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Hafiz Shabir Basha, and all of them, all may Allah reward all of them. And then so Sunday is a busy day, as I told you many a time in the past. And it was, so this Saturday I was here. Half the time I was sleeping, I was just too tired and exhausted. So anyway, then Sunday after Fajr, then we have to go to Zakaria. When I went there, I saw Mufti Sahab wasn't there. I got a bit of a shock. So I said, no, Mufti Sahab is coming now. So I said, Alhamdulillah. And then we spoke and so forth, then breakfast, and then the majlis starts in the masjid. So Qari Muhsin read beautiful, wonderful qirat. And then Hazrat called me, so I spoke about Aaj ka mauzu hai guftagu Quran Sharif hai. That's how we start. Every week we say this is the topic. So we said the importance of the Quran Sharif in our life. All this you'll get on the website. You go to Madrasa Zakaria's website, Majlis or Mufti Sahib, you'll get it there. So in Urdu we speak and all that. Then Maulana Burhan Mia spoke. He spoke about death. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib came and he just elaborated on the topic of Quran, which I spoke and so forth. There was one thing I want to ask him. So he told me, no, jo aap baatein karte hain, main bas kiska shara karta hu. So it was good, like, you know. So he just elaborated on that, and then the zikr and dua and so forth. Then we go to the room, and then mashallah, we have tea again and so forth, and then we discuss some issues. Then I left early, I had to go visit my niece, and then full of petrol and a lot of stories, and then I have to sleep because afternoon we got Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, mashallah. So that program also goes well. So today's report back, we said our masajid. So which masjid we go to here in Lens? So mashallah, I came here now 20 years ago with Allah's help. My neighbor was Rashid Bhai Bubulia. He was here 15 years, excellent neighbor. So when Appa passed away, then his sons and daughters said, no, you must come to Johannesburg. I met him recently. My niece got married, my niece's daughter got married. So I met him there, he was there in the nikah also. So mashallah, we used to go to the Jami Masjid, he used to pick me up and everything. So we just carried on. Now Muhammad Khan picks me up and takes me. So we go in a nice Porsche, you know, red color Porsche also. So it looks very nice. So anyway, so for the namaz, even that poisa, that guard, he looks at the car every day. So anyway, so that is, now what is the Jami Masjid? If you know Lens, so you will know the oldest masjid is Sabri Masjid, then Rainbow Masjid. This week Jummah I got there, inshallah, inshallah, everything according to schedule, in Rainbow Masjid, inshallah. And then this, then comes our Jami Masjid. Mashallah, there Jami Masjid, the Mias, you know Mias Farm? They started Mias Farm in 1940, so mashallah, Hazrat Mohana Mia and them, you know, Maulana Muhammad Mia Mawasema, I used to praise him a lot. So mashallah, they were visionaries and they did great, great work. Then Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi and all of them, mashallah, were in the farm. Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So they built this masjid and is known as Jami Masjid. The biggest thing that happened there is Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawaz Zakariya Nawarullah Marqadahu set for itikaf there in Stenger whole month, you understand, 81. We were were there also with Allah's help the last week. After that, now from here they had to go to Zambia. So Hazrat Sheikh spent 2-3 days here. So you will find the exact room and all that. So that is what. So I'm normally there every day, 1-2 namaz I must be there. Like Fajr I'm there and I give nasiha every day after Fajr there. 1 hadith, 2 hadith like that. And then we go here to Sufi Masjid. Sufi Masjid is now, mashallah, Chota Dadabai. Chota Dadabai, I remember him from a very young age. Our shop, my father and them used to sell all clothing and that. And he used to come there, well-dressed man, slim and trim, you know, suit and tie and everything. And he used to sell and everything. So he used to tell my father, buy this and all this. So from a young age, I remember him. Then, subhanallah, he came into contact with Hazraji. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah, his whole life turned, and subhanallah, he built his masjid. Now, just attached to his house, small, nice masjid, and how good it is for all of us, mashallah. So we're there every day also, mashallah, for 1-2, like Zohar I read there, Asr I read there. So mashallah, so that is the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Ola, Allah reward our chota. Mashallah, his son, Hafiz Wasiullah, and Hafiz Masihullah, Allah ta'ala reward them also. Great work they're doing, you know. MashaAllah, carrying on with the father's legacy. Then, mashallah, we go to the Khanka. When I came here, January 2001, it was a small masjid, Masjid Abrar. So I used to like going there because Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, the big sheikh, or the one who taught 1,000 Hafiz, you know, in Mias Farm. So he migrated and left there at Mias Farm and came here. In 1991, so it was December, say 92, beginning, then they started here. So 92, the students came, all that. So I knew Hafiz Saab, but he's not my teacher, but mashallah, he's like my teacher. So we respect and love him, I have to kiss his hand, sit there by him, and so forth. So he knows my in-law's family very, very well, because my brother-in-law, 3-4 of them studied in the farm, right in the 40s, you know, in the initial stages. So anyway, so in that way there, that Haji Hafsa passed away then in 2005. So anyway, so we used to go, then I go to the small masjid, Masjid Abrar it was called. Then mashallah, it became a big masjid, now it's known as the Khanka Masjid and so forth. So Maulana Ibrahim Mia was in charge, he passed away, his son Maulana, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. And then Maulana Ishaq is in charge now. So these are our three masajid that normally. So I go some other masjid, but very seldom, but these three are very, very near to me. In fact, all of them are in walking, you know, like Khanka, I go walking, Sufi sometimes, Jami, yes, we go with the car. But anyway, that walking is good for us, so we go there. So may Almighty Allah keep all these masajid abad, and remember that each one of us should make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Remember the Shias, Kuffar Shias, that is their ultimate aim. They want control over Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah, and Masjidul Aqsa. The Zionist apartheid regime, they want to demolish the Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, Allah forbid, the beautiful golden dome with Surah Yasin inscribed there, and then replace it with Temple of Solomon, Haikal Sulaimani. So daily read 2 rakat salat, Ya Allah, protect our Haramain Sharifain, protect Aqsa al Mubarak, protect all our masajid. Today's news you heard in Denmark what happened. So the enemies came and then they came and burned and damaged the masjid. Last week in Ireland, they damaged the masjid in Belfast and so forth. So these are the work of the enemies. They can't see that Islam is spreading. All their propaganda is working against them. The more they try to demonize Islam and Muslims, more of their own people embrace Islam. And that's the promise of Allah. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. They want to extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Islam with their mouths and their TVs and media. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let this nur go and enter every house and every home in time to come. Walau kariyal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So that is Quran, my brother and sister, we should remember. So make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah protect all our masajid, inshaAllah, through His benevolence and grace. Then people are passing away, so make dua for them. Allah Allah grant them Jannah to Firdaus. For us, say, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika plural. Ya Allah, we seek your protection min sayyi'il asqam, from all the dreaded diseases. Individually, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, protect me, protect us from the dreaded and the diseases and bad sicknesses. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Sunan Nasai. Beg Allah always for afwa wal afia, forgiveness, give us safety, comfort, protection, O beloved Allah. Okay, 2:30 to 3, our brother Alamin Templeton is waiting and he will enlighten you regarding the political news and views. 3 to 3:30, inshallah, will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mona Arafat. 3:35, 3:40 will be brother Alamin Templeton till 5:30 with the economic news and views. 5:30 to 6:30, Mona Khalid Yaqub. 6:30 to 7, Hafiz Hussain Wadi, inshallah. And then at 7 o'clock or so, Adhan from Durban time. And thereafter, the tafsir of today, Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, verses 1 to 11. And thereafter, mashallah, 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, live Q&A, Maulana Arafat Hatia, myself. 10 to 11, Urdu lecture by Maulana Tanwirul Haq Tanwi. Let me quickly tell you a story because we're speaking of masjid. My approximately 7 years I spent in Karachi, 74 to 80. So anyway, I normally 4 or 5 years I used to go there, Jacob Line. I used to love Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Tanwi. The way he used to deliver the lectures and his poetry, 1 hour standing. And then in the ending of his life, he passed away in 1980 on a Friday. I was there for his janazah also. So the last 1-2 years before that, 78, 79, then he introduced Tanwirul Haq, his son Maulana. He used to give 15, 20 minutes. Then Hazrat Maulana used to come. So he imitates his father. Wonderful also. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. And those who are alive, Allah grant us all Siha, Afiya, and Izzat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran
ya. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.